Vav Amud Aleph at the top. Gemara wants to know how we know that a woman who is a sota, who hasn't gone through the process, and the husband dies without children, that there's no yibum. The Ika di Amrei, Amr of Yosef, Akosuv Koru Acher. The reason is, because so is the Hois of the Ish Acher. And it comes to tell me that a guy who marries a woman who was Mizana with the first husband, or even a Suffolk, like Matzaba Ervas Dover, so he's a strange person. She'ein ben Zugo Shorisha. Like, he's an Acher. He's he's strange, a stranger to the first one. Shezeh hotzi risha mibeso. This guy got rid of this rishata. Vezeh hichnis risha l'tok beso. And he brought her into his house. The at amrish tishyabim zami yivume. Right? And you want to say that we should force him to have yibum? Like we said before, there's a difference between somebody marrying her on his own volition, or we're telling him it's a mitzvah to be meyabim her. So therefore, since it's not a proper thing for somebody to be machnis, a woman, that somebody else was motzi mishum ervas dover, therefore there's no yibum. Omer le'abaya, ele me'ata, nisis la'acher u'meis b'lobonim, lo tishyabim, ta'kosuv koru acher gabe, dehai, gabe acher, right? So ma'isa, what's it called? Then what would be in the following case? A man was motzi his wife. Reuven was motzi his wife because she was a sota and she didn't want to drink. And she, what's it called, not got married to somebody else. And he died without children. So l'chora, since, what's it called, the first guy was motzi her mishum erva, nobody else should marry her. So l'chora, she shouldn't now be have yibum from the second guy, because of the second guy. Where it says no. Gabi Dahai Miha Bishem Tov Avikaima. No, the second guy already, she was okay with the second guy. It's only the first guy that was a problem. So now maybe she fixed up her name, right? Maybe she wasn't ever really a Mizana, we just don't know. Now she was able to be fine with the second guy, so there's no din now that somebody else can't marry her. Rava Omer Kal Vachomer. Rava says another reason why there's no yibum. Im Nesr v'muterla, if she became Osir to the husband who she normally would be Mutter to, but Osir la lo kol sheke, somebody who she was Osir to begin with when she was married, surely she should remain Osir to him. There shouldn't be a yibum. Omer Le Abaye Elamiata, if you want to use this Kal Vachomer, what about the following case? Koin Godel Shekidisho So Almana Umeis. Kohen Gadol married an almana and he died. The Yeshlo Ach Kohen Hedyet, and he has a brother who's a Kohen Hedyet, who's Mutter Balmana. Right, so what we should say, Lo Tishyabim, shouldn't have Yibum. Why? Im Nesr B'Mutter La, right, if she's Osir to the one who, her husband, surely Ba'Osir La Lo Koshkein, surely to the Yavam who, when she was married, she was Osir to him to begin with. So a Kohen Hedyet shouldn't be Meyabim, an almana, who was married to a Kohen Gadol. Where says no. Ho asira v'kaima. Mutter lo, asir lohu. Right, over here, that's not the same case. When the Kohen Gadol married the Almana, she was asir to him to begin with. She didn't become asir to him. Right? So it's not the same Kal Vachomer. Over here, when this man married this woman, she was mutter to him. Now she was mezana, right, or chashash she was mezana, and she doesn't want to drink, so now she became asir. So if she became osir to the one she was mutter to, there's a Kal Vachomer, she should remain osir to the one that she was osir to begin with. But over here, there's no Kal Vachomer. Right? The Kohen Gadol married this woman, Be'isr. She never was mutter and became osir. So therefore, there's no Kal Vachomer. Ella, another case will be similar. Eishes Kohen Shenensa, Umeish. The Yesh Lo Acholo, Lo Tishyabim. Im Nesra, Mutter Lo, Be'osir Lo, Lo Koshkein. Here, she was mutter to him. Right? She was she married a Kohen, and then she was Nanas. So a Kohen is Osir Banusa. He has a brother who's a Cholo. He had a brother who, what's it called, who was from another mother, and that mother was Grusha. So the son of that, what's it called, of that Kohen with the Grusha is a Cholo. He's not a Kohen anymore. So he's mutter Banusa. So let's say the same thing. She was originally mutter to her first husband, the Kohen. Then she was Nen, so she became Osir. And now, so if she's Osir to him that she was mutter to begin with, surely she should remain Osir now to the Yavam, even though Maisa she's mutter to him, right? But she was Osir to him when she was married. So that's the same case. Mara says, no, Onis B'Yisrael Mishrishori, the Gabi V'Hai Leka Yisura. So that's not the same case, because onus legabe acholo, legabe yisizi Yisrael, legabe Yisrael, there's no isur bechlal. Mashein kein zona, right? A sota. If she would have been a sota to the second guy, she would also be asur. The isur of sota applies to anybody, but the isur of onus only applies to a kohen. So klape a Yisrael, she was never asur. She didn't come asur in a way that the Isser had any relevance to him. And therefore, it's not the same case. So therefore, the case where there's still a good Kal V'Chomer, and these other cases don't break up that Kal V'Chomer. Okay. Sirashi. Hakosav Koro Acher, Lemisha Nosa. Whoever marries this woman, who is the first husband was Matzaba Ervas Dover, then, and he divorced her. The Yotzav Ahoysa Le'ish Acher. So he is a stranger. The At Amras Tisyabing the Tirme Ole Bal Korche, and you say that we should force this Yavam to marry her, right? She's a stranger to the first guy. This first guy got rid of this woman. He should now be forced to take her in. Nishes Laacher Shigir Sharisham Shemotzabo Ervestover. The first guy divorced her. The Nishes, and she married a second guy. Lotus Yavim, so I might think now she shouldn't have Yibum, because the Maisa, the first guy, got rid of her because of Shemra, so now there shouldn't be Yibum. Right? The Hashtanomi, Acheru, the Ein Ben Zugo Sharishon, he's still not he's a stranger to the first one, because the first one divorced her because of Erves Dover, and now you're marrying her. Right? Im Yisoena, the Karomis Lose Ole B'mitzas Yibum. Where it says, no, Gabi the high, Acher, Ochiv Shoseh, right, the Gabi the second guy, right, she's okay, B'Shem Tov Avikaima, the Ikala Meimar, Hodraba, she had Chashi de Tshuva. So now from this second marriage, there's no reason not to let her have Yibum. Ve'en Kori Acher, Ela Hanoso Mitoch Almanoso Gerushin, Almisha Kilkil Tachto. The only one that is not allowed, or shouldn't marry her, not allowed, shouldn't marry her, right, is somebody who, after she left the guy she was niskalkel with, marries her. But if she had an interim person in between and she was fine then maybe she did tshuva. Okay. And we see Raglaim with her. She had a shame tov. She had no chashavas about her in the second marriage. Rova Omar Haidik Tony Masnison. Velo Misyabemis Kal V'Chomer. The im neseres bistira zu the mutterla the bala shahaya mutterla the niskalklu achshu of hanisuin, right, liyosralov kavachomer. If she originally was mutter to this baal, now she was nistero after kinui, she becomes osir to him, right? The osirla the hainu yivama shehu osirla, right, bechai bala. She was originally osir to the yavam when she was married to his brother. Lo kol shekein shenesu nesuye harishon shelo leisyavim mikoach osan nesuin. So surely she remains osir now afterwards, right? If she became osir to her original husband, surely she should remain osir to the one she was osir to begin with. Shekidish es almana shehi asura olav. With that, you use this kavachomer, then it should come out that if a kohen gadol married an almana, right, there shouldn't be Yibum for his brother. That's not true. Lo tishyavim mikoach kal v'chomer zeh. Im nesra, right, she's osir to the one who's mutter to her, right, in other words, her husband, right, she's still osir to him because she's an almana, so surely she should remain osir to somebody she never had to begin with. Ulekan meforish my nesra umay mutter lo. Halo osir hayo mitchiloso. The Gemara is going to right away respond, that's not true. She wasn't nesra to mutter lo. If she was also to begin with, Elohachi Parach, Eishes Koin Shenensa. So that's not a good kasha. So what is the kasha? An Eishes Koin Shenensa. Nesra love. She was mutter to her husband, the Kohen, to begin with. She became usher to him because she was Nansa. The Ashes Kohen Asura Fila Ba'onis. Aval Ashes Israel Muteris. An Ashes Israel who's Nansa's is mutter to her husband. Dirsi, the he lo nisposa, ha nisposa muteris. Right? By regular case, it says, and she wasn't forced, but if she was forced, she's mutter to her husband who is the Israel. How do we know she's also to a Kohen? From the word vihi, lo nisposa. It's a miut. Umashma diyesh acheres afilu nisposa asura. She's not asur, she's nensa. But there's another one who is. Who's that? An Ashes Kohen. Diyesh lo achiv me aviv vuhu cholo. Shenolid lo aviv min agrusha. Vinishal min akohuna. Umutar binashim apsulos lakohuna. So this cholo is mutter with an anusa. I can just see the Kohanim Hanosim Psulos Lo Yechal Zaro Al Mazaro Cholo. Mashmada, if he's is the Zaro is Cholo, then what's it called? He's also to be Mechal Zera. But the Zera is already a Mechulo. There's no Isser. He's not a Kohen anymore. Lo Tishyabim Mikal V'Chomer Zeh. So Lechora, this Kal V'Chomer applies to that case. Im Nesro the Ila Zu Lebaila Shahaya Muterla. Right, because of the onus, she becomes usher to her original husband, the Kohen, who was mutter to her, right? B'yavama ha'usher la ba'oso shah. So surely the levama was usher to her to begin with when she was married, right? Lo kol shekein she should remain usher. Shenesro la nesuye achiv shelo liyabma mikoach nesuin. Where it says, no, leke yisura. That's not that she was nesra klapi the second guy. Because a bias onus legabi Yisrael doesn't have a shein isser on it, so klapi him there never was an isser, right? The etzlo ha yeheter gomer, the ainz a kal v'chomer, aval biyavama baratzon, bezinsa baratzon, shahabal v'hayovim shovim b'isser zeh. But by zinsa, if she had been mezane to the yavam, she'd also be usher to him. That isser is relevant to him; it applies to him. So then we can say that if she became usher to the first husband with an isser that would have applied to the second husband had it happened to him, so she surely should remain usher because she was usher to him to begin with. Right? Im hoysa tacht of havi kal v'chomer. That's a kal v'chomer because that isser is relevant to him. Shari machmes nesuin harishonim he niskekes liibum. The im al habal niskal kol kal v'chomer liyovam. Then the Kal V'Chomer stands. Okay, Mishnah.
It wouldn't be a Cholo.
What?
It would be a regular Cholo and not a Cholo.
Who?
The brother.
Because of what?
No, if she was Nanas.
If she was Nanas? No, why is the brother a Cholo?
No, why would he... No, why does the Gemara say if the brother is a Cholo?
Because if he's a Kohen, he can't marry her because she's usher to him too. She's a Zona. She's an Ashes Ish. She was Nansa. She's usher to a Kohen.
Not just for the husband.
What?
Not just for the husband.
No, she's usher to any Kohen. She's, what's it called? An Ashes Kohen who was Nansa. Right? She's usher to everybody. Okay. That's usher to everybody who's a Kohen. Okay. The Elo Asuris Milecho Betruma. Right. These are the ones who are usher to eat truma, like we said, the nitma three times, one to the baal, one to the boel, and one for truma. So all these cases are going to be usher to all three. And what's going to happen is she's usher to eat truma if she's an Ashes Kohen. Hameres tmei anilach, right? She admits that she was mezana, so she's usher betruma, and the husband has to divorce her. And she can't marry the Boel either. Shebo Edim she tameya, or if Edim came and said that she's tameya, the Gemara is going to say it's talking to Edim came after the kinui and stira, not before. What's it called? After she drank, after the stira. Before, for sure, she doesn't drink nothing. It's a regular case of Edim telling us that she was mezan. But here, she already went through the whole process and she drank, and then Edim came and said that she was mezan. The Haomeris Eini Shosa, or she refuses to drink after Kinui and Stira. The Shabala Eino Rotsa Lashkosa, or if the husband doesn't want to let her drink, right, he wants to divorce her. So she doesn't go through the process, and she's also to eat truma too. The Shabala Bo'ala B'derech. The Gemara learned out that if the husband lives with her after she's ushered to him, right, before she drinks, so the she doesn't drink. Okay. Shirashi. Lecho betruma imhu kohen. Okay. If she's a, what's it called? If she's an Ashes kohen, really. Okay. If Shabala Bo'a Lecho b'derech, Teshuv ein hamayim bolkin osa. Then the process doesn't work. Kidla kamon, the niko ha'ish mi avon, this man sha'ish menuka, shalo bo'aleho mi achra shenesra alav. Oz ha'isha ha'hi kisos avona. Only if the husband's free of chait. And later on we'll learn which chait. Here's mashma from Rashi, that it's only the gabe this sota. In other words, he didn't do anything wrong with her after she became usher to him. But if he was mazana with somebody else or whatever, maybe then it doesn't affect it. But we'll see later on if the Gemara speaks about it. Ein ha'ish menuka mi avon, ein ha'mayim bolkinus ha'ish ishto. The man's not free of avon, legabi sota at least. Right? In other words, he lived with her be'isser. After she there was kinui in stira, then the process doesn't work with her. One Omer Rav Amram Ha Milsa Omer Lon Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us this halacha. The Anher Lon Einim Masnisan. He tried to bring a proof from the Mishnah to what he told us. Sota Sheyesh Lo Edim B'Medina Sayam. If there are Edim B'Medina Sayam, we don't know about them, but there are Edim that know she was Tomei. Ein Hamayim Bolkinosa. Then even if she goes through the process, it doesn't work, and she's not going to die. My time, the Omar Krav, the Nistra, the Hinit Ma'a, the Aid Ainba. Right, the Leka the Yodaba. La Fukeha, the Ha'ika, the Yodaba. Okay. The, even though we learned this Pasuk, the Aid Ainba is talking, after what's it called, the Kinui and Stira, before she drinks, right, and there's no Aidin, but if even there be an Aid Echad, she wouldn't drink. But the Pashat shot in the Pasuk, Ukfi, the psukim is that she already, what's it called, went through the whole process, and there's no aid. There's no aid. So the pashup shot in the pasuk tells me that if there's ever aiding, even after the process didn't work. The aner lon einim masnisan, and he brought a proof from the Mishnah to this halacha. Diktani, the shebol lo aidim shehitmeya. One of the cases where she doesn't eat truma, right, is if Edim came and said she's Tomei. So Mara said, "Da'asu Edim Emas." When these Edim come, Inema Mikmi D'Tishte Zonahi. Right, that's Pashit. The Edim came before. Of course, she's Asir. Right, the Edim are made that she's what's it called? She's a Zona. Ela LeBasar D'Shasi. Must be the Chiddush is that the Edim came after she drank. So I Amris Bishloma Ein Hamayim Bolkinosa. If you hold that once there are Edim anywhere that know that she's Tamei, the process doesn't work. Okay, so then Shapir, right? Then what's it called? I understand that what's it called that that's a chiddush. Elei amris mayim boldkin osa. But if you hold that the water is boldik, right? So then why would we believe these edim? Tigling milsel mafreya desadi shakri ninu. L'chora, we have a raya that they're telling a lie. Because if they were telling the truth, she should have been dead. The water should have killed her. It didn't kill her. So l'maisa, what's it called? You see that she's innocent. And the Edim are shakronim. So why do we believe the Edim after she drank? Must be because if there are Edim anywhere, the process doesn't work. So there's no raya from the fact she didn't die that they're telling a lie. Maybe they're telling the truth. So we assume they're telling the truth. Omer le Rav Yosef lo lo ne malach mayim boltkin osa. No raya from there. Really, if she was Tamei, even if they're Edim, she would have died. V'ha emor shchus tovela. Right? But there's a case where a woman won't die with the mayim, right? If she has a shchus. So maybe the Edim are telling the truth that she was Tamei. And the reason the mayim didn't kill her is not because the process doesn't work if they're Edim, but because it works, but in case she has a schus, which the Gemara will speak about what kind of schus and how long it works, it helps, right? She had a schus, and that's why she didn't die. Mer says, Micah Mifilgay, what's the machlokas between Rav Yosef and what's it called? Rav Chisda? Yeah. Right, Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef Rav Sheshes, right? Masnavta the Rebbe, right? The Gemara says that there's three shitas really. What happens if she has a schus? Okay, is it possible for the schus to keep her alive or not? Gisnan, Rebbe Omer, schus tola b'mayim hamorim. It's possible for a schus to delay her misa. Okay. Ve'ena yoledes, ve'ena mishabachas, ela misnavna v'holeches. Right? B'lamaisa, she doesn't die, but she doesn't for sure get a schus to get pregnant or to get better, which happens if she's if she's really innocent, right? And she, what's it called, misnavna, she deteriorates. So she's not going to die. The schus will only help that she shouldn't die, but she's going to deteriorate. V'sov shehi mesa v'oso misa, and in the end she'll die. So Rav Sheshes sover bein l'Rebbe bein l'Rabbanan havi misnavna. Rav Sheshes held both Rebbe and the Rabbanan, who hold that a schus can be tola. Right, both of them hold though that even though the schus is tola, something does happen to her. So if she would be guilty, something would have happened. And therefore, what's it called? If she drank and she has no schus, then the what's it called? She should even if she had a schus, she should have at least deteriorated. The fact that she didn't, right, means that the process doesn't work if there's edim, and therefore what's it called? The edim, we don't consider the edim liars. Okay. Rav Yosef Sover, no, and therefore what's it called? Since she wasn't misnaven. Right, there's no raya that the Edom are believed. Maybe we consider them Edei Sheker now because she wasn't misnavin. Rav Yosef Sover, the Rebbe havi misnavin. Only Rebbe holds that if there's a schus, she deteriorates. The Rabbanan lo havi misnavin. The Rabbanan hold the schus can take away anything. There won't be any reaction. So therefore, it's possible that the reason she didn't die is not because the Edom are liars, but she's really guilty and they're telling the truth. But what's it called? She had a schus, and there's no way of knowing which way. Okay. Mosiv Rav Shimi Barashi. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon is the third shita, ain schus tola b'mayim hamorim. He holds that the schus doesn't have any effect and she'll die even if she has a schus. The imata omer schus tola b'mayim hamorim, because if you would hold that a schus could delay the whole process or make it that shouldn't die, madcha also has a mind that nekol anoshim ashosos. All women will not be afraid to drink and admit to their guilt because they'll be hoping maybe they have a schus so they won't die. The atamosi shame rala tahoro shishosu. And also, you're mosi shame run the tahoros that drank and didn't die because people say, she really was guilty, but she had a schus. They won't say that she's innocent. The heina omrim, right, tmeo sayu, elishatol and schus. Vim isa yeshlo edim medina sayam nami, atamosi shem rala tahoro shishosu, the hein omros tmeo sayu, right, according to, Rav Sheshes, that if there's edim, the process doesn't work, so then you're doing the same thing that Rav Shimon's afraid of. With schus, if there's edim, people will say she's really guilty. You know why she didn't die? Because somewhere there's edim that know about this. Elishyeshlam edim din sayam the Rav Shimon kamras. The Rav Shimon mi dischus l'talia edim nam l'otali. Rav Sheshes, I agree. According to Rav Shimon, just like schus is not tola, edim don't affect it either. She's going to die no matter what. I'm talking according to the Rabbanan, according to Rebbe, where schus is tola, right? There, what's it called? The same thing goes if there are edim. Tosa says a shaila is only edim, right? After the she drank, if there are edim that know she was tameh, or edim that come and say she was tameh, then what's it called? She's aser. What about an eid echad then, right? The Torah maybe only believes in eid echad before she drank, and then the Torah said that she doesn't drink and she remains aser. Then she doesn't go through the process. But if she went through the process and an Eid Echad came and said she was Tameh, could be over there the Torah doesn't believe him. Tosafot says, more mistaber, that once the Torah believed in Eid Echad, it's like two, and it's no difference then if it's two that came later or one that came later, he still has that Nemanis. So even if an Eid Echad came after she drank and said she's Tameh, the process, according to Rav Sheshes, wouldn't work. See Rashi. He said this halacha and he brought a proof from the Mishnah. Sota sheishlo edim medina sayan shirosh nitmu, right? Mizeh that she that edim know that she's tameh, and this is after she went through the process. The eid ain bo afal gav the darshina leel leed echad a neeman besota. Even though we learn from this that it's talking before. Before she drank, and then a echad is believed to prevent her from drinking. The pashup shot in the pasuk is that there's no aid even after the maisa. That the aid ain bo is going on the whole parsha, and even if after she drinks, there are aidim. Then this parsha doesn't work. Then the process doesn't work. Because you can't bring a raya from the pasuk 100%, right? The hadar darshina lesota vadois sheish bo eid echad afaneinu ulalamish lotishta. Because we do darshin it the other way, so it could be that maybe the pasuk doesn't mean kipshuto. So therefore, he had to bring a raya from the mishnah to his halacha. Zonahi, so if it's talking before she drank and two aidim come and say she's Tamei, Zonahi Upshita dasura betruma dohatana leha omeris tameani. If she admitted, what difference is she admits her two aidim come? Ela labosa deshasa, it must be talking after she went through the process. The itzrich lashmeinan dolomechaskinan lohukeshakre alasher lo bodku amai, right? And the chiddush is that we don't consider the eidim shakronim because of Maisa. You see, she didn't die. Because since the process doesn't work, there's no raya from the fact that she didn't die. These eidim are shakronim. Shapir umishum hachi lo mechaskin and luke shakre. To mishum da havi yade ba lo batki lo maya. Since they knew, right, the process didn't help. Schus talyala, damrin le kamon, schus tolu b'mayim amorim. Later on, right, the Mishnah that speaks about a schus possible to prevent her from dying. Ukemifligi Rav Sheshes Rav Yosef and Misnavna the Ka'amar leKamon Gabi Isha sheTola la schus. Later on, the Gemara has a machlokus by a woman that the schus is tola, zechus tola Yitzvah bitna miyad, right? She won't. It says what's it called? Tzava bitna, right? The nafla yerecha, that won't happen immediately. That's what the schus does. That she doesn't die this violent death immediately. Aval eni yoledes laolam veena mishabachas. But lamaisa, she won't be able to have any more children, and she won't surely get better. Which happens if she's innocent. If she's innocent, she couldn't have children before, she'll have children now. If it was she had a hard pregnancy, she'll have an easy pregnancy, and so on. If she had girls, she'll have boys. That's it. Ela mesnavna v'holeches, right? Macheshes v'holeches. That what's going to happen is she won't die an immediate death, but she'll deteriorate, even if she has a schus. So ba'osa misa tzivui bitna v'nipul yerech, right? She won't die with that misa, but she'll deteriorate. So it's possible to know if she has a schus or she's innocent. See if she's deteriorating or not. Because if she's innocent, she'll get better, not worse. Rav Sheshes Sover lo pligi rabbonin ale de Rebbe ela shesofi mesa ba'oso misa l'chut. Right. In the end, she's going to die. Right. The machlokas between Rebbe and the rabbonin is, will she die in the end? Right, the Rabbanan hold if she has a schus, it'll prevent her from dying altogether. Rebbe holds that she will eventually die. But everybody holds that immediately she'll start deteriorating. Question is, will she deteriorate to the point where in the end she'll die that violent death? Or no, she wants to go, she won't die. That's what the Rabbanan hold. Rebbe holds no, she'll deteriorate, and the schus only pushes off the Misa, eventually she's going to die that death. Avo Mishnavna, lo ifluk. They didn't argue whether she's going to deteriorate to begin with. The Chomisha Zchus Tola lo Minavnahi. Wherever she doesn't die immediately because of the schus, but she immediately deteriorates. So there's a way of knowing whether she's innocent or she has a schus. The zu hoil the lo nisnavna lo tala lo schus. Now the she'ena ruya, right, libo beklal mishumeden. And therefore, if what's it called, nothing happens to her, right, could be because there's edim, and therefore what's it called, the mind doesn't have any effect on her beklal. Rav Yosef sover uya libo deki, right, el schus tolala, right, she could, what's it called, have a schus. And the imi shum delonishnav no hamani rabbanani. The amr lekamon schus told the law the kasavri lo havi mishnav neklau. And Rav Yosef holds that according to the rabbanan they don't hold from Rebbe that she deteriorates. She doesn't deteriorate at all. So therefore it's possible that what's it called that she'll have a schus and nothing will happen to her. And what's it called, and we won't know if she's innocent or not. Madchoson, Rav Shimon says, no, Madchoson ba hamayim mitnei anashim. Rav Shimon says there's no such thing as schus tola at all. Because, what's it called? If his schus is tola, then women won't be afraid to drink because they'll be somech on the fact that they have a schus. Shelo yu yureos, mehem laholdos. They won't be afraid and they won't have any reason to admit that they're tame, shehit mea. Velo yimcha shema kodesh alamayim, and we want them to be moda because we don't want to erase the Rabban Shalom's name, and they're not going to have any incentive to be moda because they'll hope that they'll have a schus. The iisa the yeshlo edim lo miftika, and if you hold that if there's edim, it's also makes the process nothing, right? Then the same thing will happen. Hashda nami al yedei zeh nami ikalaz alatahoros sheshosim. Then people are going to say that she wasn't really Tahar, she was Tameh, except there were Edim somewhere. So therefore, just like Rav Shimon says, a schus can't be Tola, he would also hold that the Edim don't affect the process. Morris says, midischus lo talya, but no, that's only Rav Shimon. Since Rav Shimon holds this svara, that for that reason a schus can't affect the process, mishum hai taima dechayeshu lalaz ala tahoros, Edim nami lo tolu. Enochanami. According to Rav Shimon, Rav Sheshis's din wouldn't apply. He only said his din according to the Rabbanan and according to Rebbe.